KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein Monday recommended cuts in staffing in other areas amounting to more than $755,000. Back on February 8th, the school board heard from Iowa Association of School Boards Finance Support Co-Director Gary Sinclair with regard to the district's finances for the past 5 years. And in his presentation, he recommended the district try to find ways to cut $700,000 as a means of improving its financial health. During last night's board meeting, Amstein proposed six areas where the district could save $675,965. The first recommendation was to make across-the-board cost reductions for all departments amounting to $185,146. Amstein said 12 teachers have accepted the district's early retirement package, and that saves the district $382,983.
Reduce the level three behavior program para positions at the cost of $41,814. Reduce the AMS at-risk reading position to part-time position for the upcoming year with a reduction of $20,145. Eliminate the testing para position that the board approved earlier this year at $20,122, and eliminate summer school transportation at $25,755.
Eight additional reductions in cost savings the board could consider amount to $208,961 for a total of $884,926.
The eight items listed there, eliminate the SAM position in Washington, reduction of the budget for substitute teachers, postpone swimming and bowling activities, reduce the textbook budget, eliminate the ELL para position at the high school, eliminate the middle school at-risk advocate position, utilize current staff to teach family consumer science at the middle school, and also reduce para contracts to a standardized 35 hours in the district.
Of those eight additional cost-saving measures, Amstein recommended the board consider reducing the budget for substitute teachers and reducing the textbook budget, utilizing current staff to teach the FCS at the middle school, and reducing para contract hours to $35, which would save $113,748 altogether. Board member Dennis Davis and Phil Haskell both said they would have a problem reducing the middle school at-risk position. Amstein said that wasn't on his original list of recommendations, but it was added by personal request from the instructor. Haskell said he feels uncomfortable reducing the position after having seen the dramatic improvements of the students in the program. Davis said he doesn't want to nickel and dime the budget now and have to come back later in the year and add more hours or hire additional personnel to fill the district's needs. Those areas which appear to be safe from the budget acts include the elimination of a SAM position at the Washington Elementary, elimination of an ELL position at the high school, and the at-risk advocate position at the middle school, along with the proposed postponement of the swimming and bowling activities. The total cuts, if approved by the board during their meeting on May the 12th, amount to $755,965. Amstein said the proposed cuts still give the district some wiggle room while hitting the target cost-saving goal proposed by Gary Sinclair. News time is 7:10.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Nebraska man has been given 25 years in prison for sexually abusing girls ages 7 and 8 in western Iowa. The Daily Nonpareil's 64-year-old John Schondelmeyer of Bellevue, Nebraska, was sentenced on Monday. He'd been found guilty of two counts of sex abuse and two counts of lascivious acts with a child. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says Schondelmeyer was in the process of moving to Fayetteville, North Carolina, when he was arrested October 17th of last year at his home in Nebraska. Schondelmeyer will be transferred to Nebraska, where he faces more child sex charges. A judge is sentenced to Council Bluffs man to 20 years in prison for the death of a Glenwood woman. The Daily Nonpareil reports 24-year-old Chad Fortner was sentenced Monday in Mills County District Court after pleading guilty to one count of involuntary manslaughter and two counts of causing bodily injury in the death of Carol Meston. Fortner was staying with the 47-year-old Meston in October of 2013 when she intervened in a shoving match between him and another man. Meston fell, hit her head, and lost consciousness. She died the next day. Fortner was charged with second-degree murder before making the plea agreement. He'll serve a concurrent sentence of four drug charges. Fortner was released from prison last June after a 2012 conviction for involuntary manslaughter. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Duell Fisher, age 66, of Audubon, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Daryl Fisher will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Richard Johnson, age 82, of Greenfield and formerly of Messina, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Dr. Stacy Lynn Thompson, age 44, of Iowa City, the daughter of Mick and Judy Thompson of Exira, and her husband Paul Hoffmeyer, died Friday near Van Horn in a motor vehicle accident. A memorial service for Dr. Stacy Thompson will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Good News Bible Church in Iowa City, with a celebration of life service to be held Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Exira Fellowship Church in Exira. The Gay and Siha Funeral Home of Iowa City has the arrangements. Della Ann Smith, age 90, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Della Smith will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ruth Anderson, age 90, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Ruth Anderson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Clevis, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. Celebration of life service for Dan Clevis will be held on Wednesday from noon until 3 at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with words of remembrance at 1 o'clock. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gene Young, age 78, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Young will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Sheldon Howarder, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Sheldon Howarder will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John David Berger, age 47, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for John Berger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Christ Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rosalind K. Dawson, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rosalind Dawson will be on Thursday at 2:30 at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Don Lynam, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday. Memorial services for Don Lynam will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Jerry Lee Bice, age 52, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Bice will be held April 21st at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Henry Hayes, age 81, of Panora, died Sunday. Per his wishes, Henry Hayes was cremated and no services will be held. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marlene Robinson, age 78, of Oakland, died March 27th. Memorial services for Marlene Robinson will be at a later date. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Carol Johnson, age 72, who is formerly of Griswold, died January 24th in Maryland. Memorial services for Carol Johnson will be on May the 3rd at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Louise Taylor, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Louise Taylor will be at a later date in the Oak Hill Cemetery at Brayton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.